Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Greg Pickens, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. Jesus said, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound the trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Here ends the reading. The Christian walk is all about reality. So when Jesus began to teach against performative spiritual acts, he provided a lesson we all do well to follow. For followers, what we do with our time and how we interact with others become the building blocks of how we honor God and return thanks for this gift of life. There is no place for phony works, mostly because they seem so silly. Does anyone really think that God could be tricked by an insincere act? But look, in moments of confusion or high stress, it is possible for someone to be drawn into doing something like this. We live in a world of Facebook friends, Snapchat, and Instagram, all inviting users toward projecting an idyllic life, despite the reality. For some of us, it is easy to use these platforms to garner clicks and then confuse them with the elements of a deep and well-lived life. After all, maintaining real relationships is much harder than maintaining a group of TikTok followers. Jesus taught that pursuing truth, joining a faith community, and forging real bonds with people were the ways to discern the principles and goals of following him. In such an environment, distractions like attracting followers and sycophants would pale against the values that the friends of Jesus hold to be worthwhile. Fortunately for us, our parish is a place where our Anglican and Episcopal heritage encourages honest self-reflection. Our community is good about gently and lovingly reorienting all of us toward the Lord when we get a little off track. God's people are to live as we were designed from the beginning, able to rightfully bear the image of God and to be guided in community by the indwelling Holy Spirit. It is living in this way that we may be the light of Christ for others, to be mentors to those who are trying to find their way. Not that we are better than anyone else, but through hard-won experience, we can confirm and commend the teachings of our Lord to others. This season, let us be the light of Christ in the ways we interact with others in our hearts, and in our communities. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.